KSL News Time 549. Sure, we have the transition of power in Washington, but we have a cow on Redwood Road. That's all over with now. Mark Jackson has more traffic.
Yeah, and up from downtown Salt Lake City on northbound I-15 is still sluggish, but it's slightly improved up to the north interchange, Davis County. Then you're going to be heaviest about Burton Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 overflowing with delays coming up into Fruit Heights. We have delays on northbound I-215 at the north end coming up from I-80. Joe?
Pockets of slowing now on I-15 southbound. You'll see that approaching the I-80 interchange. Then as you pass it to about 2700 south, then you're clear all the way down to the south interchange. It'll be busy from there to through about 90th south, and that's where things start to ease up until you get to the point of the mountain. Going northbound, you'll encounter traffic from 124th south all the way up to at least 90th, and then again, once you get downtown, you'll see that traffic as you approach I-80. On I-80, going up onto the east side belt route, you've got traffic there as you get to the mouth of the canyon all the way down to about 3900 south going southbound. Michelle?
We have a new crash northbound. I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, it's off to the right shoulder. Then I-15 southbound, you can still expect those typical heavy delays from Point of the Mountain down to Lehigh. We are still looking at residual delays. Redwood Road southbound from Camp Williams down to Highway 73. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, one hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at mercedesfarmington.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.